to my sister who is our friend. Now looking for a face for a name. Do you know how much that relieves me somewhat? And I'm wondering in my mind, what can Cana look like? Oh, just my son. It was like a name with no face. They were hiding his face. They didn't want me to see his face. But soon, his cousin, his first cousin.
Now, his first cousin.
I'm thankful for Martha. I appreciate you, Martha. We must help each other. You know, if we wait on the district attorney to do the investigation, we must do our own investigation. That's why we're here today. You know, when I came, they had canceled the appointment. They said, well, you know, we're not going to be able to meet. I said, well, I'll be in today anyway. And I can reschedule when I come in. You can change your appointment, but you can't change mine. You know, no matter how genuinely a person may sound, everything sounds good when you're saying it's sweet and soft. But through your actions and your deeds will show me where your heart is. I'm going to give her the opportunity on the 11th for her to tell me once again an investigation is going on. Well, they've been saying that there's many cases that's in court that's been there for a long time. Why? Because it's still under investigation. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. But, you know, we have to be the ones to look out for our children, our grandchildren, the coming on, the going on, and the moving on generation. If we don't put laws or implement laws ourselves right now, it's going to be a lawless state. And as I told O'Malley, they will be shooting civilians at random. They'll be killing them because it's become so lawless. But you know what? Who allow it to be lawless? It's the justice system that allow it to go corrupt, to be corrupt, to give the cops convenience to use the law according to their liking. It's such a mess. It's such a mess. It's such a mess. It's such a mess. My son, Charlene Tindo, and his son, and his daughter. You know, I have to keep reiterating. Everyone keeps saying he's in a better place. What place is that? What place is that? When he has two children in a companion year, he has a mother and a family in a Hebrew culture community that love him. His brother, Kareem Mayfield, fighting in the ring and fighting outside of the ring. His brother, Neron Mayfield, fighting for justice. We would not know. We would not know, nor would we have the information if it had not been leaked. We would have went under the assumption that Charlene had a gun in his hand. He was pointing at Joseph Matu, and he refused to put it down, and they taken his life. Not a lie. Proof of the truth. Nothing but one lie. You can't tell half of the truth. You have to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me, Elohim. Some say God. Some say Jehovah. Some say Allah, Buddha. But we all fight for humanity. No matter what religion you are, what creed you are, it's about humanity, the love of a person that cares about human beings. All these mothers that continue to suffer. We had gone with Bobby and Beatrice to Los Angeles, and it was countless sad stories. It was painful. I would not want this to happen to any mother. But it's so many mothers that have gone through this. You know, the blood that drains from their body into Mother Earth, where there's time for a cleansing. You know, it's a time for a cleansing. And it's time for them to be held accountable and for us to hold them accountable. You know, when we talk about the Bible, and I have to mention the Bible because everybody reads it. When they talk about Cain and Abel, and Cain killed his brother. Well, it didn't literally mean his blood brother, it meant his brother. But it said, Cain, if you do well, your offering will be accepted. Meaning that unmerited favor has been given, but if you do well, your offer will be accepted. But if not, the beast is crouching at your door. And we see it with these police officers. The beast is crouching at their door. And I tell each of you to be careful. Especially Hispanic people, Mexicans, African Americans. No matter what race you are, even Caucasians, they're killing everybody at random, but mainly the African-American children. I tell you to be careful about how you move your hand. I see this young man on Facebook. He told him to crawl. Told him to crawl to me. You crawl to me and don't make a move. And he was pleading for his life. And he was shot anyway. Because they wanted to kill him. When you want to kill, you're going to kill. You're not going to hold back because it's in the DNA to be who you are. And as I told O'Malley, can a leopard change his spot? No, so no reform will change what's going on in this building. When they say justice, she's blindfolded. Have you seen her holding the scale?
Blindfolded.
She's blindfolded.
Right.
Meaning she sees no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. At this time, Sister Tatiana, would you read this letter?
Now, my name is Tatiana Eastman, I'm the cousin of Charlene Tindall. Now, I don't know how many of you saw the video of Charlene Tindall's murder. The officer, Joseph Mathieu, cowardly shot Charlene in the back 3 times while she was kneeling on the ground with both hands in the air. He shot Charlene immediately after he instructed him to raise his hand. And then they wonder why many people, especially people of color, do not trust law enforcement. It is clear in the video that Charlene had his back turned with both hands in the air on the ground complying to the officer. Now under U.S. law, the fleeing felon rule permits the use of force, including deadly force, against an individual who is suspected of a felony and is in clear flight.